Hey, we want to welcome a good friend of ours to the studio. We worked with him for a number of years at a couple of different radio stations in Philadelphia. Now he's doing some work with NBC 10. It's our very own, our good friend, Brett Hamilton.
Yeah! Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you, Brett. We appreciate you accepting us with open arms. Oh, Brett is a big Kiss fan.
There you go.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
We've been watching you on the 10 show on NBC 10.
Right. Every Tuesday, my little segment runs. Today, as a matter of fact.
What is it called again?
Take this job. So each week I go and I take over a different job. So it was a food cart the first week. And
which was great. You were at,
I love that.
It was a falafel.
Falafel cart at 15th or 16th in JFK, yeah.
And you answered one of the pressing questions I've always had, what is a falafel?
What the F is a falafel?
Yeah, what is a falafel?
It's chickpeas and garbanzo beans and a bunch of other stuff that they fry up, and then they basically just smash it in a pita and put lettuce and tomato and hot sauce and stuff like that.
So. It's all the rage with the Taliban.
The kids love them.
It was great, though, because while Brett was working in the falafel cart, of course, he has all this food around him, but he got a woman off the street to go to 7-Eleven and get a hot dog for him.
It took that woman 20 minutes.
Did it really?
Oh, it took forever.
And she did.
To the little waddle. She was like, what? She got it. A hot dog and a big gulp.
Hey, who were the people in the falafel cart with you?
Hind and Nabil.
Hind and Nabil, the king of falafel.
Yeah, and they actually got me the job because when I pitched the idea to the nice people at Channel 10, they said, "All right, we'll go out and shoot a pilot."
Yeah.
So they sent a little crew and a producer, and I said, the first week I want to be in a food cart," and they were like, "Okay." So we about a day or so before, our friend Doug Kabinski.
I called him.
And I said, "Doug, I need a food cart in the city." He's like, "There's this great falafel cart," and I said to him, "Well, what the F is a falafel?" So then I knock on their little door, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm from Channel 10. Like, "Oh, no, none of that." I'm like, not an expose. I just want to come down, spend a little time, teach me how to make the food, and serve the customers.
I can see that happening. Yeah. Like,
we have no red pellets.
Not at all. No. This is not red meat. No, not red meat.
So the next day I got there, and everything, they were like hermetically sealed. They had the hats on, the gloves. They're in their space suits and stuff.
They were in more protective gear than the hazmat team wears.
Exactly. So it's fun. We've crushed cars. Spent a day working for the Phillies.
I saw we've seen all of these. The one where you went to the junkyard, that was really cool, and you got to use the crusher. The car crusher. What was that like?
That
awesome.
Was intense. Yeah. Just one pull of the switch and they flattened.
And you got to use the forklift or whatever that was to go over and jam it into the car and pick it up and take it over to the thing. Awesome.
And some of the stuff that didn't make the final edit, they let me just go around and smash windows in with like crowbars and stuff. It's getting all of my angst from being unemployed out all in one day.
I love that.
At one point at the end of the segment, there was some fluid dripping out of a car, and you drank.
Okay.
Behind the scenes.
Little backstory.
What was it?
I got to the junkyard about an hour early, and I took a piece of garden hose and tucked the garden hose behind that, wherever the suspension was. And then Jim Johnson is standing right outside the shot on the back of the car, pouring two different colors of Gatorade that we mixed together to look like transmission fluid.
It
through
worked.
A funnel.
Yeah. Wow.
That went down, and then we did our little taste test.
That was cool. The Phillies thing was pretty awesome.
That was fun, except we picked one of the hottest days of the year so far to go hang out. And Matt, the poor camera guy, was lugging around a huge tripod and a camera. And I was like, "Matt, what I want to do is take a nice close-up here from the upper deck, but then can you go to the other side of the stadium and take the same shot?" And he's like lugging the gear all over. But it worked.
I mean, you're a nuclear baseball fan, so that had to be
thrill. Great. They let me change third base.
That's cool.
This close to stealing and just running out the tunnel.
No.
Well, you were talking to one of the players, and you said you're going to find this on eBay
later. Yeah. They didn't think that was funny either.
They didn't think that was funny.
Nobody finds my humor amusing except for you guys.
Professionals.
Exactly.
So you did that, and also you were with one of the fire departments.
Yeah, it was the Montgomery County Fire Academy, and a lot like Casey did during the month of stunts a few years ago. They burned the building for us. So they put a bunch of pallets and hay and light it up. And
what is the heat like? I mean, you put on all the protective equipment and you go through, but you're standing nary feet from a raging inferno. Is that like?
2 or 3 feet away with all that, in case you can feel the heat coming through. And and the guy that went in there with me had one little tiny spot exposed, and he was like, "Stop, stop, stop. and you pull your little suit down to kind of cover it all up. But as much as that's supposed to protect you, the heat still, and you pull your suit off in the end and just soaked as if you, you know, jumped into a pool.
Right. Yeah.
So it's insane. But I would never last.
Well, we sent Casey through on that. We had attached a thing of Jiffy Pop to his helmet.
Right. Yeah. It wouldn't take long to go off.
Yeah. Everything just melted.
It just melted. It doesn't even get to the point of cooking. It just incinerates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. And they teach you to kneel down, and I thought, you know, that was just to look cool, but it's to get below the heat, and also you bounce the water off the ceiling, and it kind of drips down to put the fire out, instead of blasting it with the hose, which
right.
would just create
You shoot
smoke
up?
And,
really? Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
So if you're ever putting out a fire in your house, aim for the ceiling.
Take your fire hose
and kneel down.
Point it towards the ceiling.
You're going to have another feature on today on the 10 Show. What job are you going to today?
Today we went to Joseph Anthony's Hair Salon, which is out in Glen Mills, and they let me cut somebody's hair.
Oh, no.
And dye somebody's hair.
That poor woman.
Yeah, a bunch of other stuff. Which I don't want to ruin it because this is definitely a sight gag, but sometime between 10 and 11 on the 10 Show today on NBC 10, you have to check that out.
Did you do any perming?
No perming, maybe a little waxing.
A little bit.
In the bikini regions?
Yeah.
Yep. Nice.
Yeah. Was the guy into it?
Yeah, he seemed to be. I don't know. I mean, I couldn't really tell. He did wake on the way out.
Now, if people want to get in touch with you and have you come by their business and have you take over the job
right.
and film it for the show, what do they want to do? What do they
well,
need to do?
There's a link on the 10 website, but I can only answer my email when I'm over there, which is just a couple times a week. So I set up one for you guys last night, which is Brett Hamilton, one T, or it won't go through, Brett Hamilton TV. @AOL.com.
Okay, Brett
Hamilton.
TV.
@AOL.com. And I actually...
You're looking for street performers,
yeah, for the one that we have next week off because of the French Open or something like that, but we're still shooting next week. For next Monday, I need some street performers. So I'm looking for maybe a juggler,
right.
Mime, a musician.
Yeah.
And if you can do something cool that would work out in the streets, we don't need a lot of your time, probably between like... noon and 3.
Well, you know how much you love mimes and stuff like that.
Exactly.
So this ought to be a very funny segment.
This should work out perfect, yeah.
Very cool.
But, yeah, if anybody has any of those skills or knows somebody, there is no pay involved. Trust me. I do it each week. But I'll get you some TV time, and you can put it on your resume. So Brett Hamilton TV. @AOL.com.
We'll make sure we write down that and have that available. It's a very, very funny segment.
This is Daily Show caliber stuff.
Brett is an extremely talented guy, and you can catch that on NBC 10, the 10 Show. We got an interview to get to, Casey. What do you want to do here?
I just want to reemphasize that you can also email if you have a job that you want to...
That's what we were talking about.
Thank you.
Well, we missed that part, though. Yeah.
He was out of the room.
Something other than the street performers. If you have an idea for me to come take over your job, you can send it there as well.
All right, cool. All right, Brett, thank you so much, man.
Thank you.
Always good to see you. Hang out for a minute. We got to get to the...